Phoneboy Speaks episode 176. iOS 6 still pretty amazing.
So I'm recording this not too long after the afterglow of the announcements of WWDC in the keynote today. And all I have to say about it is, wow, that's pretty awesome. There's a lot of cool things in there. You can find summaries of what happened and so forth elsewhere. But I want to address a particular complaint I've seen in my stream of social media. People are complaining that now their current iOS devices seem so outdated, and you know, they don't have this new flashy look that will debut in the fall. You know what? Here's what I got to say. The devices that you already have are pretty freaking amazing. I mean, who would have thought that I'd be recording a podcast into a phone and be able to, touching some stuff on a piece of glass, text my wife, send pictures to people, communicate with people all over the world nearly instantaneously. And, you know, you guys are complaining about, oh, it doesn't look as cool. It doesn't look futuristic, or it's whatever. These devices are amazing. And yes, they're going to be even more amazing when iOS comes out. But you know what? The device you have today, running the operating system that you have today, they're still pretty amazing, considering what phones used to be. When my first mobile phone, it was, I think it was in the late 90s. It was some CDMA thing by Qualcomm, and Qualcomm was making phones, and it made and received calls, and that was pretty much it. It might have had a phone book in it. I can't remember. I didn't really use it that much. It was something that we bought because we could, and you know, the rate plans and everything were just astronomically expensive back in those days. You know, and now people can basically do all of their computing on a mobile device now. And yes, things could be a little nicer. There's some things that you can always improve, but let's face it, these devices are already pretty freaking amazing. I can't believe that people are like getting, you know, wanting or just like now all of a sudden wistful that now there's something better out there. And now my device isn't any good, my experience isn't any good. Guys, get a life, really. This is not, I just can't believe. But, you know, again, I deal with people in this space, so the reaction doesn't surprise me. But my natural reaction, and yes, I was definitely amazed by a lot of the stuff that Apple put out today. I went, well, you know what? The stuff I have still works pretty good. And I know, and you know, in a few months when iOS 7 comes out, I'll be able to load it on my 4S and my iPad 2, and it'll work pretty good. You know, that'll extend the life of it. And you know, it's sad that my now 4-year-old iPhone 3GS won't get the update, but that's to be expected. I mean, the fact that that device has gotten software updates for 4 years is pretty amazing in and of itself. But anyway, I'm frustrated with the techno douchebags who all of a sudden, since they see new shiny, they think what they have is inadequate now. And it's, come on, guys, get a life. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.